Verse 32, words of Jesus. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. The word men is in italics, which means was placed there by the translators of the original writings. So Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Dear God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you would bless the words that I say in the next few minutes. Let a heart be touched. Let a man, Lord, find out that he is being drawn to you because you have been lifted up. Let a woman find, Lord, that there is a drawing that she cannot resist and bring her on into the kingdom of God. Let a child, Lord, find there's something in love that is available in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to speak about the time from the manger to the cross. From the manger to the cross. Here on Easter, we have many times people come to visit the church that we've never seen before. And then we sometimes have people come that we saw at Christmas time. And we hear people talk about it's time to go to church again at Easter because I gave the Lord His time back at Christmas and now it's His time again on Easter. And there's some folks who seemingly only go to church maybe twice a year. And we're not here to criticize. That's better than none, you know. At least two times a year is better than not at all. But it's sad to see that so many people only can see the manger at Christmas time. And the cross and the resurrection at Easter time. And from the manger to the cross, they seem to forget about what they looked at or maybe didn't even receive it when they saw it. To many people, Christmas time is just a traditional time. In fact, many children are led to believe in a character called Santa, who very seldom hear about Jesus. And today, many will be hearing about an Easter bunny. And they won't even take a look at the cross. Some bypass the manger scene and the crucifixion scene, and they don't see anything except Santa Claus, reindeer, Easter bunnies, Easter eggs. Others see it as a time of just getting together with friends, time of fellowship. Christmas is a good excuse. And Easter's a good excuse to get together and enjoy each other's company. And that's good. It's good to use these times, especially if you have some time off and you've been working hard and you've had a desire to be with your loved ones. Easter time, Christmas time, these holidays are good days to be able to get with friends and loved ones. But if from Christmas to Easter all we see is an opportunity at the holiday season to be with friends and loved ones, we're missing something. If all we can see is from the manger to the cross, the plan for the next time we can get together, next time we can get off work, vacation time, if all we can see is an excuse to have fun or to enjoy each other, we're missing something. But you know, we all came into life with a drawing power that was drawing us towards something that many of us have overlooked. From infancy, you have been drawn by the spirit of love. You have been drawn by outstretched arms reaching out, by one who cared for you so much he was willing to pay any price to draw you unto himself so he could be for you what you cannot be for yourself. This drawing that everyone feels from infancy on for reaching out to something higher, reaching out to something better, is nothing but the Savior of all mankind who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all unto me. Anywhere you go in the world, you'll find people trying to worship something higher. They will reach out to say, there is a God, or there is a higher power, or there is a higher source of energy, or there is something up there somewhere. You can go back a few hundred years, a few thousand years, and find people who never saw the history of the birth of Christ, but yet they're reaching out saying there must be something higher somewhere. And so they look into the heavens and they see the stars and they worship the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun. They see animals that are large and powerful and they worship the animals. Some worship trees. But everyone has something in them that makes them want to worship. There is a drawing. And then there are many who cannot seemingly see exactly what it is that's happening, and they don't really comprehend. They just know there's something not being fulfilled. There's something that is left empty from the manger to the cross. There's something that from infancy on that I always wanted, but I don't know what it is. And so many people try different things, drugs, whiskey, different types of lifestyles, moving from one part of the country to another. There's always something saying there has to be something better than what I've got. There must be something in life that's greater than what I presently know. There's something that's deeper than what I can feel. There's something that is more meaningful than what I experience in my everyday living. I got a telephone call last night from a man who said, I'm tired of living the way I live. And he said, I want to get out of this lifestyle that I'm in. He said, I don't want to live like this anymore. You know what was happening? The same God that we're speaking of and reading about in the Word of God was just like a magnet to that man who called last night on the phone saying, I'm drawing you. I'm drawing you. I'm leading you. I'm pulling you. But He never goes against our will. He draws us with love. And yet, He lets us make our own decision. He draws us with patience. And he abides with love and understanding. When, as we're being drawn from infancy, all through the mistakes of childhood, teenage life, young adult life, and all the things that we get ourselves into, that drawing in patience and love is always there. He watches us as we fail and as we fall. But He has great mercy, great love, great wisdom. And He allows us to live like we want to live. Although He's drawing us, He's not pulling us against our will. He's not pounding on a pulpit somewhere saying, you have to live for God or else. Although there are many warnings in the Word of God, if we don't follow this leading, that we have some things that won't be all that comfortable to look forward to. But He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And this is talking about the death that He would die. We all are aware that Jesus was crucified on a cross. Blood came streaming down. If I had planned the redemption plan, I don't believe I would have done it like that. But I don't have the mind to comprehend all the things that God comprehended. But undoubtedly, in God's wisdom and knowledge, and everything that God is and God has been and will be, and every need that there is in all creation, when God focused in on a cross, a crucifixion plan, a time of redemption, bloodshed, nails in his hands, feet, blood and water from his pierced side, when all that was in the plan of God, it must have been the only way that God could see to be able to draw all unto himself. Only God could come up with a plan like Calvary. Amen. A plan where a man or woman, boy and girl, even though Christmas and Easter may not have really, really meant that much to you other than a holiday period, and even though you may have wasted much of your life from the time that you were in the crib to this Easter day, wondering and not really taking God seriously, yet He at Calvary made it possible that you could just today, right where you are, no matter how old you are, or where you've been, or what you've done, can acknowledge Him and say, Lord, I thank You that You did this for me, and I'm sorry I've been a sinner. Please forgive me. And He will smile in your direction and continue to draw you unto Himself. That's why Brother Danny can get up here today and he can talk about time for a change in my life. You can hear his trembling voice as he doesn't want to speak so much about the past, but he's looking forward to what's going to happen now. Hallelujah. If you could go back and walk with Brother Danny just a few weeks back, you'd probably walk in some dark places that he would know about that we don't need to know about. Some dark places where there was loneliness, where there was feelings of being insecure, where there was a feeling of not being wanted and not having a place and not knowing where you're going or what you're going to do. Your life was just being wasted, I'm sure, Brother Danny. But all of a sudden, there's this something that comes, that this awareness that comes into your life that says, I'm being drawn, and I feel loved, and I feel something good, and I feel something that's nice, and I want whatever it is, and I want all I can get. Hallelujah. And you look around at your friends, you look around at Brother Jack, you look at Brother Dwayne, you look at others, and you see how God has drawn them out of a pit of sin, out of a pit of darkness, out of a pit of corruption, and through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary, they have become clean. We don't completely understand how all this can be, but we know this drawing power also has a cleansing power. It has a setting free power, a deliverance power, a healing power. Everything that you could ever want in life for fulfillment can be found through Calvary. And all the longings you've ever wanted since you were a baby, you can find them at the cross. Hallelujah. So what I'm really talking about from the manger to the cross is really from the baby bed that you were in to today, when you can kneel at the foot of Calvary and say, Lord, help me to be clean. No matter what road you've taken since childhood, since infancy, what an opportunity you have now. See, at this moment, while we are in this place to talk about the risen Lord, you can go beyond just another traditional Easter and not be thinking just about the risen Lord, but you can become involved in the resurrection. You can be in the risen Lord. You can have the risen Lord in you. God has made it possible if you would just let Him draw you unto Himself. That everything you ever wanted to do in life, everything you wanted to be, everything you wanted to feel, all the good that you searched for, in a moment's time in this place, on these little hard chairs, in this old grain hall, you can take a hold of what happened at Calvary. And Jesus will draw you right up on into His own heart. Yes. Hallelujah. Let us thank you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 It's always whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. Drink of the waters of life freely. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever, whosoever, that word whosoever keeps coming up. Whosoever, that means anybody. Alcoholic, drug addict, anybody, whosoever. Lawyer, banker, doctor. Anybody that believes in Him should not perish. But please don't listen to the devil's doctrine that says you will not perish just because you say you believe in Him. Because that's the enemy's device, to try to stop people while they're being drawn to Jesus. Before they get there, to stop them short and say, you don't have to go any further, just believe. Yes. Just believe. Believing is important. If you believe on Him, you should not perish. God doesn't want us to perish. That's why He's made it possible through Calvary that all should be drawn unto Himself. If you perish, it's against God's will. If you don't make it to heaven, it's against God's will. God's willing for you to be in paradise. God is willing for you to live a victorious life. God's willing for you to be blessed financially, in health. God is willing for you to be happy. God is willing for you to experience joy like you've never known. God is willing for you to be able to clap your hands and say, hallelujah, and I'm set free and I feel good. God is willing for you to enjoy your life. Hallelujah. It's God's will. It's God's will for you to be in the family of God. Hallelujah. You don't ever have to ask yourself, is it the Lord's will that I go to church? Or if it be God's will, I will pray. Or if it's God's will, I will praise His name. It is God's will. And God wants you. God wants you. He loves you. Hallelujah. That old thought keeps creeping into people who have hurt themselves and have been tripped up by the enemy. And that old thought keeps coming back saying, but I feel so unworthy because of the things I've done and the places I've been and the way I've lived. And I feel so lost and I feel so unworthy. Unworthy is another big tool that Satan uses to try to defeat the people that are being drawn to God. That old word, unworthy, unworthy, has held many a person back from coming to an altar of repentance. You cannot clean up your life enough to be able to deserve what Jesus did at Calvary. Yes, it's good to try to stop your habits that have hurt you and polluted you and harmed you. It's good to withdraw from the things that have broken you down in your health and the things that are a snare to you. It's good to kick the habits and to stop the drinking. It's good to turn over a new leaf. It's good to make a change. But there's nothing you can do that can compare to what Jesus did at Calvary if you'll just receive it and let Him continue to draw you unto Himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to do it, Brother Tony. Amen. Brother Tony hopped in my car a little over a year ago and he said, so what do you believe? What do you believe? He was coming out of a world of sin, a world of drugs, a world of alcoholism, a world of street fights, a world of worldliness, a world of all kinds of living, probably that we shouldn't even mention, and I won't mention because it's not important. But when we see that man, we see somebody that was drawn to the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! It's my happy privilege to say, Brother Tony, here's what I believe. I believe Jesus has been lifted up, and He has drawn all unto Himself. Hallelujah! That's why it's important that we go all the way through the plan that we find in the Word of God. Don't just stop at believing, but let's go on and repent. Let's go on and say, God, I'm sorry, because it's part of His plan to repent of our sins, turn from iniquity, and say, Lord, I don't have the power, but I'm depending on Your power. Separate me from my sins. He'll get in front of you. God will get behind you. He'll get on both sides of you. And every time sin comes to enter into your life, that outstretched arm will just knock it away. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Sin cannot have dominion over you. Jesus has dominion over sin. You can't live for God without His presence in you. You can do better than you've done before. But wouldn't it be awful to know this beautiful Word of God that we have, that is drawing you to God, and to believe that God is doing this, and believe it to the point that you change your ways, you change your lifestyle, you change the things that you've always done that you felt were wrong, and you live a good life only to end up in a place with murderers and harlots and the devil himself. Would this just loving God that we have, and get you to think that you can earn going to heaven by your good living. He will cause you to judge God and to decide if God does it this way, He's not a good God. Or if He does it another way, that means He is a good God. We cannot change God one way or the other. What God is, God is. What His Word is established, and it's forever settled in heaven. He has judged sin. Sin is going to be forever in a lake of fire. Everything that has not been washed pure and clean from sin will burn with it. That's the Word of God. The plan of God is to give you a way of escape out of all of that. That's why He's drawing you. We're not here to threaten you with hell, but we're here to say there has been a way made for you to be able to be free and not even worry about those things, to look forward to the paradise of God in heaven. But the only reason to live for God is not just heaven. Right now, as you're being drawn to the Lord to go all the way with Him and to be with Him forever, this life can be so much more meaningful than a life without Christ. Hallelujah. You look at the difference between these people sitting around you and the people on the street you've been associating with. Wouldn't you rather be clean? Wouldn't you rather be joyful? Wouldn't you rather be happy? Wouldn't you rather be able to think straight and go to bed at night with a clear conscience? Wake up in the morning knowing that everything's all right. You don't have anything to fear. You got confidence. You got faith. You got trust. You got hope. Hallelujah. That's so much better than putting your head on a pillow and watching the room twirl around and around and wake up in the morning and you can hardly get out of bed and you got a headache and you don't feel like doing anything and you're sick at your stomach and you know what you've done and you feel bad about it and you wish you hadn't done it and you made enemies and you've done this and you've done that and you got people that won't speak to you anymore and you've got this and won't do that and you don't feel right about your neighbor, you don't feel right about this, you got all this bitterness inside of you and all this hate inside of you and people have done you wrong. And you just despise the way certain people are. Wouldn't it be better to have this sweetness that causes you to be able to forgive everybody and just love Jesus with all your heart? Hallelujah! Let's praise the Lord this morning. Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! From the time you were born, there has been an outstretched arm reaching in your direction, saying, "Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me." A lot of people have gone through life feeling unwanted. Many psychiatrists are spending time with people paying them great sums of money to try to sort out their feelings because somewhere in the past somebody said, "I don't want you. I don't want you." Some mother without wisdom said to her baby, "I don't want you. I never wanted you. I wish you hadn't been here. You were an accident." or left you abandoned on a step, or you may not know who your parents are, or maybe things were not right and you couldn't be with your parents, or something went wrong and you felt unwanted, unworthy, unneeded. There has never been a moment since the day you were born that Jesus didn't want you. He has wanted you. You were precious in His sight the very day. The very day you arrived, you were precious in the sight of the Lord. And He was standing there saying, come unto Me. Come unto Me and I'll give you love. I'll give you something that's good. I'll make your life a lot better than it could ever be any other way. Come unto Me. But somewhere between the manger and the cross, an old enemy came trying to destroy babies. An old enemy came along and said, I want to push you in so many ways that you won't even know that you're being drawn. I want to twist your mind in so many ways that you will forget about this compassionate, loving, kind, and gentle Savior who is drawing you. Somewhere in the time between your birth and this Easter Sunday, some of you have found yourself tormented in the grips of sin. But listen, He has been lifted up, and He is drawing all unto Himself. And today you have the power within you, no matter who you are, to say, I'm through with the devil, and I'm saying, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then the fight between him and the devil, between the Lord and the devil, and he already won that fight. He already won that fight. Let us stand together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us close our eyes, if you will. I'm talking to some people here today that some of you are just rejoicing and saying amen, and I know what you're saying, Brother Rutledge, because you can relate to it. You were a sinner and you came to God, and you know that what I'm saying is worthy of saying amen. But others of you are hearing something in a different way than you've heard it on Easter Sunday before. And something about this message has become personal to you, and you're feeling maybe there is hope for me. Maybe there is hope for me. And we're here to say, yes, there is hope. And God loves you. God really cares about you. And while we have our eyes closed, we're not going to try to trick you in any way. We're not going to come out and over-persuade you. This is still a whosoever will, may proposition. But while nobody's looking except me and the Lord, if you want us to remember you in prayer, that you will completely allow yourself to be drawn unto the Master, just raise your hand up and then put it back down, and we will pray that God would do that for you. There's one hand. There's another hand. Amen. There's another hand. There's three, four, five. Amen. People being honest. Six. Sincere before God, saying, I do want to be drawn all the way. Yes, anybody else want to raise your hand and say, yes, do pray for me. I do want this loving God in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to pray for you right now. And folks, we've had six hands lifted of honest people who are saying, I want to be drawn to God. Now, what we want to do is just pray. Let us pray that Satan will take his hold off, that the Lord will completely remove the grip of the enemy and allow these people to continue to be drawn into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let us pray that they will have a complete victory in their lives. Amen. You didn't see the hands, but I did, and the Lord did. And the people that raised the hand, you know who you are. Right where you stand, let us have prayer, shall we? Lord God, you saw these hands that were lifted, Lord. And Lord, it just seemed like while I was standing here, I saw hands reaching down to take hold of those hands as they reached up. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, we can only reach so far. but you're able to reach forever. Oh, I'm asking you, God, to take these souls by the hand. Don't, Lord God, don't let the enemy destroy them. Hallelujah, Lord, rescue them from sin. Bring them, oh God, into a place, Lord, a place of faith, a place of security, a place of happiness, a place, Lord, of knowing that my God is able to deliver me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, here we are, Lord, coming to the cross, coming to the place where you suffered, coming to the place where your blood was shed, asking, Lord God, that through your blood, through your name, Lord, you would deliver these souls. Help them, Lord, to find their security in the hands of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, my God. Lord, don't let a one of these die lost, because your word says that you gave your life so that these that believe on you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your lovely name, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Now that we've prayed, is there anybody that would like to come to the altar and say, I want the Holy Ghost, or I want to be renewed in the power of the Holy Ghost? Say, it's unusual to have an altar service on Easter Sunday. Well, that's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Amen. Every day is Easter with the people of God. Every day we celebrate the resurrection of the risen Lord. He is Lord of our lives Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. Hallelujah. What we'd like to see is a resurrection in your life. We'd like to see you roll the stone away. We'd like to see you come forth victorious, alive. Oh, yes, in Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And we open up this altar. We have two places up here where you can come. If you desire to come and pray this morning, we desire to pray with you. And the Holy Ghost is available. It's already been poured out. All you need to do is receive it. Amen. If you have repented of your sins, come and receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. We don't talk about tarrying for the Holy Ghost. They tarried for it in the upper room on the day of Pentecost almost 2,000 years ago, and it came. The plan is repent of your sins, and you shall. Repent of your sins, be baptized in Jesus' name, and you shall. The examples in the Bible, some repented of their sins, were filled with the Holy Ghost, and were baptized in Jesus' name. Others repented of their sins, were baptized in Jesus' name, and received the Holy Ghost. Any way you do it, make sure you do it all. Hallelujah, this is a new birth. Amen, and when you do it all, you have been drawn unto the Lord. Amen, He has been lifted up, and He has lifted you up. And together we're all going to go up. Hallelujah. Who'd like to come to this altar and say, I want to go all the way with Jesus this morning. I don't want anything to get in my way. I came for the Holy Ghost. I'm coming for a renewing. I'm coming for a new dedication in my life. Amen. It's in order to receive the Holy Ghost on Easter Sunday morning. Amen. The altar is open. Who'd be first to come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who wants to come up here and either kneel down or stand here saying, pray for me. I'm here because I need more than I presently have. Hallelujah. Amen. While we wait just a moment, who wants to come and be prayed for? For the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. Brother Danny, you can receive it before you're baptized. Hallelujah. Somebody else want to come and say, I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's Brother Ken. He wants the Holy Ghost this morning. He has been baptized in Jesus' name, and now he wants the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Does somebody else want the Holy Ghost this morning? Amen. We have the promise of God that you can receive it. He's drawn you to the place where you can receive it. Hallelujah. Does anybody else want the Holy Ghost? Amen. It would be good if you would step out if you want to receive it. If you would come up to the front this morning and say, I'm up here to receive the Holy Ghost. I believe that step of faith and that obedience, and the rest is just God giving it to you because it's already here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I would like for those of you that have faith to believe that Brother Danny can receive the Holy Ghost today. I'd like for some of you to gather around Brother Danny. I'd like for some of you to gather around Brother Ten. And the rest of you right where you are, would you just be prayerful and let's just spend some time believing God together. Hallelujah. I'd like all the ministers to come that will. Praise the Lord. Amen. Once again, let us lift our voices in one accord. Let us just believe God together this morning. Hallelujah. Let's believe God for the power of the Holy Ghost in these lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I believe you now, Lord God, your word is true. I believe you now, Lord, your word is true. Lord, let the Holy Ghost power, Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, let it come, Lord, into his life. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, give him the very experience that the disciples received, Lord. Lord, that they wrote about in the Word of God. The same experience, Lord. The same experience as the original early church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. I believe you, God. I believe you, God, this morning. That you're a miracle worker. You're a problem solver. You're a healer. Lord, forgive sins, Lord, and hide away iniquity through your precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your wonderful spirit, Lord, has been poured out. We receive it this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the lovely name of the Lord. Glory and honor be unto you, my Lord Jesus. Glory and honor be unto you, my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God, there's no limitation in you. Praise God, there's no limitation in you. Oh, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. Praise God, praise God. Oh, yes, just believe the Lord with all your heart. Wherever you are in the building, if you want God in your life, you can receive him right where you stand. Amen. You don't have to come to the front to receive the Lord in your life. Amen. Just put your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Call on the name of the Lord. Believe on the name of the Lord. Trust in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're our deliverer, Lord, our Savior, our healer, our King. Lord of lords, God of gods. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no problem, Lord, too hard for you to solve. Glory and honor to you, my Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Ah, yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord do it. Don't hold back. Just go on and be drawn into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, Jesus. Lord, I believe you, Lord, you're going to give all the power, Lord, that your word says, all the power, Lord, that you said we could receive. You said all power is in your hands, Lord. Ask your hand to touch these lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Oh, yes, my Lord. Praise your name. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord, I believe you. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. I trust your word. Trust your judgment, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Yes, Lord. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. We believe you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. Oh, set us free, God. Set us free, God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, my Lord. Glory and honor to you, my Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.